AP News, I'm Mike Kempin. Rescuers in a remote area of the Atlantic Ocean are racing against time to find a missing submersible carrying five people on a mission to document the wreckage of the Titanic, the iconic ocean liner that sank more than a century ago. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says the first objective is to determine the vessel's location.
Right now we're focused on locating the vessel, but at the same time, if we find this vessel in the water, then we will have to effect some sort of rescue. We're coordinating, reaching out to different partners within the U.S. Navy.
The audio courtesy of WCVB-TV. Canada's Joint Rescue Coordination Center says authorities reported the vessel overdue Sunday night, about 435 miles south of St. John's, Newfoundland. There were multiple shootings across the country over the holiday weekend.
The shootings happened in cities and rural areas alike. Bullets flew in Idaho and Washington State, as well as Chicago, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles County. One state trooper was ambushed and critically wounded in central Pennsylvania. Commissioner Christopher Paris with the Pennsylvania State Police.
Mr. Stein got out of his vehicle and fired several rounds from a long rifle into marked patrol cars.
Another was killed by the same gunman.
Trooper Jacques Rajot, age 29.
He had been on the force for almost 3 years and was married. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials say multiple tornadoes swept through Mississippi overnight, killing one and injuring nearly two dozen. State emergency workers are working with counties to assess damage from the storms. This is AP News. The National Hockey League season is over, but the NHL continues promoting its street hockey program, aimed at knocking down barriers to the sport, with the goal of creating interest in the game, even at the more casual levels. Former NHL goaltender Andrew Raycroft says he grew up playing street hockey.
Get home from school, go outside, play with my friends. It's the easiest way to get into the game. Certainly, the cost of skates, sticks, ice time, living in the city, it's really tough. But you can still love the game and play the game, and that's what the street hockey initiative's doing.
And the French National Financial Prosecutor's Office says investigators are searching the headquarters of the Paris Olympic Organizing Committee in a probe into suspected corruption. The Paris Organizing Committee says a search is underway at its headquarters in a Paris suburb and that it is cooperating with investigators. I'm Mike Kempin, AP News.